Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, I'm going to share with you a story that tells about a connection my daughter had with my mother in spirit. I hope it touches your heart as deeply as it touched mine when it happened. But before I share, a few key points you need to know about my mom, a few key facts before you hear this story, so when you do hear it, your mind will be blown. So fact number one, my mom never met my daughter. You need to know this. In fact, she passed about 8 years before my daughter was born. The second fact you need to know and remember is that my mom loved books. She loved a movie that was made out of a book, made from a book, adapted from a book called The Last of the Mohicans. And the third thing you need to know is that my daughter had no knowledge of my mom's love for The Last of the Mohicans. All right? So let's begin the story. It takes place in August 2024, just last year, when my daughter, Auburn, was starting the big kid school. She was graduating from baby elementary school and going into the sixth grade center, where there were tons more responsibilities and tons more scary things to grow in on a day-to-day basis at school. My daughter had to memorize a locker combination. She had to be responsible for her own timing, getting to seven different classrooms a day, and making new friends because none of her friends from elementary were in her current classes, right? She had to be on top of it, basically. And she was struggling, you know. She started school. First few weeks were a struggle. It was very hard. She was just learning. And as you know, moms listening, parents, dads, guardians, when our kids struggle, we struggle. And so I was struggling. And I remember one night after Auburn, my daughter, had been going to school a few weeks, I was alone in my room and she'd gone to bed. And I kind of had what I call a come to spirit meeting. And I basically let some tears flow and I was just feeling the spirit inside, you know. I'm going to pull her out of school. I don't want Auburn going to public anymore. I want her to be my free little spirit, talk about the moon cycle and mediumship and pull oracle cards freely. I'm going to find her a homeschool group. It'll be wonderful. This is just too much. I don't know if she can handle it. And I'm really at a wit's end here because I just want her to be happy and not struggle and everything to be gravy and easy. So I just don't know what to do, spirit. And usually when I have these come to spirit meetings, which by the way is not that often, a lot of times I do it when it's about Auburn actually, but when I have these come to spirit meetings, I really don't like single one of my loved ones out or a guide or an angel. I just kind of put it out there with emotions. But this one night when Auburn had started school and I was in my come to spirit space, I did call out for someone. I called out for my mom and I told her, I said, you know, mom, I said, you always prepared me for school. You took care of me. You were a great mom when I was going through middle school. And, things got harder as you got older, before you passed, where mothering wasn't on the forefront. So, you know, can you kind of make it up to me by being with Auburn at school and helping her, please? Please just make sure she gets to class and not lost in the hallways. Can you make sure she, can you ping in those numbers so she can remember her locker combination? Can you kind of like get her to have that confidence to speak to new girls, boys, to make new friends? Can you put her heart and mind at ease? And that's all I ask. Don't worry about me, mom. I'm good. I don't care if I'm have any type of struggles going on, just please put your effort and attention on Auburn. And I ended the Come to Spirit meeting with that, and I dried my tears, and I went on with the rest of my night, and I went to bed, and I left it at that. Now, the very next few days, a day or two after that, my daughter gets home from school, walks through the front door, and she has a huge smile on her face. Auburn does. She has a huge smile on her face. First of all, I'm shocked because that hasn't been her face as she's gotten home from school the past few weeks. It's been hard. There's been sad, tired, frustrated faces. So to see her smile really lit me up. And she walks through the front door a few days after this Come to Spirit meeting where I'd talked to my mom, and has a smile and just exclaims very loudly to me, "Mom, oh my gosh, we got to go to the library today." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Do they have a cool library?" And she's telling me how awesome this library is. Thousands of books, huge, so much larger than her elementary school library. And she then proceeds to tell me that they have an adult book section. And I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Finally." I said, "I know you wanted some older books to read. Did you get some good ones?" And Auburn looked at me and said, "Oh my gosh, I got one of the coolest books ever. I can't wait to read it. It's about Native Americans, Mom." And I said, "Yeah?" And as she is telling me that, she reaches into her backpack that she's unzipped and placed on the table, and she pulls out a book and shows me the one that she chose. And when I saw the book and read the title, I literally had to steady my feet and contain my tears, because the book that she was holding was The Last of the Mohicans, my mother's favorite story. There are no words to explain the emotion all at once that came so strongly from within. It was my own emotion, but I also know it was my mom right by me saying, "See, Jen, I was with her. I heard you. I heard you the other night ask me for help. And I was with Auburn. I was with my granddaughter, who I never met, who doesn't know I love Last of the Mohicans, but I got to share it with her. I showed her that book, and she checked it out." And I also can tell you listeners this, that if that's not proof to the skeptics listening to this podcast that, you know, my mom, number one, heard what I asked, number two, you know, that our loved ones, if this isn't proof that our loved ones can in fact hear our thoughts and hear our wishes, and that they can be by us, helping us navigate life, then I don't know what is. Do the math. Thousands of books, and the one that my daughter chose was one of my mom's favorite stories. And of course, my mom is telling me with this, yes, I'm able to be with Auburn at school. I'm able to ping in those numbers for her locker combination to help her find those classrooms and get to class on time, to speak up and make new friends. But more importantly, and this is what I want you listeners to learn from this podcast, this spirit story, what I want you to learn is this: that most importantly, my mom brought the evidence through with the book to tell me and prove to me that she has a relationship with my daughter, whether Auburn is aware of it or not. But the relationship can still happen, and it goes on, and it exists. And that was my mom giving me the proof with the book, The Last of the Mohicans, that Auburn checked out. Not just saying, I've got your daughter's back, Jennifer. I've got my granddaughter. I'm taking care of her at school. But also, and you know what, Jen? Can I also share with my granddaughter my favorite story and movie ever, The Last of the Mohicans? We're also going to have a good time at the library together because I love books and I'd love to show Auburn her brand new library with this brand new school because I love her and I love to be with her. And I think that, you know, when we have these experiences, they just touch us in a way that, oh, it brings you to such a place of gratitude, such a place of love and happiness. Because I'll tell you right now, I could have emailed every single one of my daughter's teachers and they could have with concern and said, please make sure she's okay. And every single one of them could have emailed me back and said, we're watching Auburn today. She's doing good. She's going to be okay. We're going to hold her hand. But all of those emails they would have sent me couldn't have come close to even touching the reassurance that I got from my mom in spirit, telling me that she's with Auburn, helping her, and she's having a good time with her too. They're just having a great time in that library looking at books together. And that's the story, listeners. Isn't it beautiful? So if you think, for those of you that may not know the spirit world that well listening, if you think that relationships end or that there was never a relationship that was established because people never knew each other, one alive and one in spirit, this story hopefully will give you some proof or an example of that, though that's not true. The relationships do continue always, no matter how much you knew the person in spirit, how close or how distant you were, it all can be possible. And my daughter Auburn and my mother in spirit hopefully gave you a lot of food for thought to think about with their encounter with each other. And if you're wondering if I told my daughter, oh, your grandma got you to get that book, I absolutely did. Because as soon as she showed me the book and I read the title and my breath caught in my chest and I had to fight back tears, thinking about how I just begged my mom days earlier to be with her, I did tell her after that. I told her, I said, you know, Auburn, I said that that was your grandma's favorite book, which is a movie also, in the whole world. And she kind of just looked at me and smiled. She said, oh, did she get me to pick it? I said, well, I said, I think she's just wanting to build a relationship with you and share some things that she loved with you. But I'm sure you'll like it just like she did. And that was that. Until next time, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode, which, and rightfully so, I've entitled My Mom and the Mohicans.